Coming to the Netherlands and living in the Eindhoven region means that you live in a high-tech region which is very well connected to the rest of Europe. So you do not only live in the Netherlands, but also in Europe. Jacques Gisbert's Eurodirect is an organization that wants to connect citizens, also international citizens, in Eindhoven to all of Europe, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Thank you. We like to have a relation between European Union, Brussels and Strasbourg, of course, with what's going on in daily life with people. So if people have any questions of what's going on in Brussels, we have to find the right answers. And besides that, we organize several events during the day, during the year. And so we want to stimulate people to think about what's in for them. I'm talking about Europe.
I hear you say you want to stimulate people thinking. That is something else, as you just want to promote Brussels and the EU. And one way that you're doing that is by organizing a competition, a debate competition. So you really invite people to talk themselves.
Yeah, that's right. We organize the 15th of April in the Park Theater of Eindhoven, whole day, especially for youngsters. So young people in the age of 16 to 18, and we invite them to participate in debate. So we have a debate match in three courses, and they have to debate with other groups, of course, other teams, about issues which are very actual in Europe, European Union. And we are very curious about the opinion of these young generation.
Yeah. Should I see it just as an exercise for the internationals to speak Dutch? Or would you also entertain participation in English?
Well, of course, the main groups are in Dutch. But if expats or other people from abroad would like to talk and debate in English, they are very welcome. So in case there are one or more people who are not native Dutch speaking, we can organize two English groups. So we are open for English conversations.
Yeah, and I can imagine that particularly for a discussion and a debate, it is very interesting to have also participants from, let's say, other European countries or from India or any other country outside Europe, because that certainly widens the discussion as having the Dutch talk to the Dutch about Europe.
Absolutely, absolutely. That would be marvelous. The whole day is for youngsters, between 16 and 18. And in case other nationalities are very welcome, and indeed they will enrich the discussion because they have maybe different opinions with different cultures and different backgrounds. So they are very welcome to be part of the whole day, and they can register themselves on Eventbrite link. And if you watch or search at the website of Park Theater on the 15th of April, they will find the event on the website of Park Theater.
Yeah, I can imagine that there are many relevant topics and many issues to be debated on a European scale. It ranges from how much subsidy will go to farming climate change, role of Europe in the geopolitical situation, the strength of the economy in the Netherlands and other countries in terms of technology, which is a hot topic, I believe, in Eindhoven, certainly when there is tension with the other topics. But you say on the 15th you focus on youngsters. Are these also the topics that the young generation is interested in?
Well, we will work with around seven themes, topics. And to be honest, we have to define them definitely, but of course, we focus on topics which are interesting for young people. But one of the topics would be, for example, the situation, the geopolitical situation and the war in Ukraine. And what I'm very curious about the opinion of young people about, do we have to enlarge our armies or are there other ways to peace and in relation with Russia and our countries in Europe? Would be one of the topics.
Yeah, I grew up in the 80s when these kind of things were a hot topic.
Yeah.
And then we
yeah.
believed that after the fall of the wall, situation changed. But again, we are back to tensions geopolitically.
But this is one of the topics. I mean, it would be nice also to talk about culture, education, the chance of young people. Are they eager to study 1 year in different countries, et cetera, et cetera? What are their forecasts for their new jobs in the future? So, well, we are very curious what will happen, but we try to invite them on several themes.
We are looking forward to it. We are certainly also looking forward to hearing the opinions of the young generation. And Jacques, I wish you a lot of success with this event being held at the Park Theatre on April the 15th.
Thank you very much.